Feds bust California migrant gang for identity and mortgage theft. By Warner Todd Houston on March 20, 2026. The FBI busted a theft ring in California, including several foreign nationals that stole the identities of elderly Americans to take out fraudulent loans in their names. The investigation, dubbed Operation Hard Money, centered in Los Angeles, California, and netted 11 arrests after a 15-count indictment was handed down this month, according to a press release by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California. Just in, FBI Los Angeles releases images of those arrested Thursday in the mortgage fraud case. pic.twitter.com/o5vdrq7rjp. Matthew Cedarf, at Matt Cedarf, March 19, 2026. The indictment alleges that the suspects initiated a scheme in which they stole the identities of elderly victims, used that information to obtain title reports for residential properties, then solicited millions of dollars in hard money loans from private lenders by falsely representing the loans as being secured by the elderly victims' properties. Those arrested and charged include Nazaret Chakrian, Avetis Hekamia, Ross Tarkin, DeGron Hovanesia, Armin Verdaverian, Craig Higdon, Helen Spengler, Victor Lossi, and Cynthia Borges. All but Craig Higdon, who is a Florida resident, live in the LA area. Also, two foreign nationals were arrested, Arnold Moradians, an Iranian national, and Marine Sarkeesian, an Azerbaijani national. Following a four-year investigation, the FBI's Eurasian Organized Crime Task Force arrested 11 people today in a title fraud case called Operation Hard Money. The defendants were indicted for allegedly defrauding lenders by stealing the identities of elderly victims, then. pic.twitter.com/vufor1fczqs. FBI Los Angeles, FBI Los Angeles, March 20, 2026. The suspects have been charged with various counts of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and wire fraud, as well as identity theft and money laundering. There is no shortage of massive fraud occurring within California, said First Assistant United States Attorney Bill Essayali. Today's operation represents one of many sophisticated schemes used by criminals, including foreign nationals, to defraud U.S. citizens and taxpayers of their hard-earned property. Those days are over under this U.S. Department of Justice. These defendants will be facing significant prison time for their charged conduct. Today's arrests by my office and the FBI are the tip of the iceberg in terms of the fraud permeating California. We will continue to target rampant fraud committed against the government and private citizens alike. Stay tuned for much more. FA United States Attorney Bill Essayli, at USATI Essayli, March 20, 2026. The defendants didn't just steal identities. They used those stolen identities to secure high-value real estate loans, fabricate financial documents, and move millions of dollars through a maze of fraudulent businesses and funnel accounts, added Tyler Hatcher, Special Agent in Charge, IRSC Los Angeles Field Office. Our agents traced every wire, every transfer, and every shell account to expose the financial backbone of this conspiracy. This indictment sends a clear message: IRSC will dismantle the money pipelines that allow complex fraud schemes to flourish, and we will hold accountable those who profit from exploiting our financial system. If convicted, the defendants would face a statutory maximum sentence of 20 years in federal prison for each fraud and money laundering related count, and a mandatory consecutive sentence of 2 years in federal prison for the aggravated identity theft count, the feds reported. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.